We're back with Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks for joining us. The rumble of motorcycle engines is already reverberating through downtown Milwaukee ahead of this week's festivities celebrating the 110th anniversary of Harley-Davidson. It's a big week for motorcycle enthusiasts and for the iconic Milwaukee company. But with hundreds of thousands of bikers coming to southeastern Wisconsin, it's also a huge week for the area's largest Harley-Davidson dealer. House of Harley expects more than 100,000 people to take part in a series of events it will host on the streets around the dealership on Milwaukee's south side. John Schaller is the dealer principal, the owner of the dealership. He tells Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke how he sees the state of Harley-Davidson this year compared to where things were during the last celebration 5 years ago.
I think it's much more stable. We're at a much more certain time. I don't know that anyone thinks the economy is doing great, but at least we're not going into a recession. So I think that attitudes are better. I think after 5 years of recession, people also want to have fun. For the 105th, during 2008, what I think we saw was a lot of people, but not much economic activity. So the crowds felt a lot like the 100th, but not the attitude, the happiness. The people were happy and friendly to be here, but it wasn't the same kind of joyful event because we knew looming on the horizon was a not so good time.
I don't know if anyone has ever applied the word joie de vivre to the Harley crowd, it sounds like that might have been what was lacking.
I think to some extent. People were – again, it was a fun event, but there was also a difference. I think the phrase staycation had been already become part of our lexicon at that point, and people traveled, but there weren't people from all over the world, which was completely different than the 100th anniversary. People came and they left, and it just wasn't the same kind of, I guess, as you say, joie de vivre. Yeah.
Well, so flash forward to 2013, and just in recent days, there's been the announcement of the launch of the 2014 line. How significant are those new models, do you imagine, going to be for you?
I think it's going to be huge. It was fun to be at the dealer meeting where I was at until 2 days ago. Dealers are excited. Dealer staff is excited or are excited. And the Harley employees were excited too. They were constantly saying, John, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? And it's because for the first time in 19 years, we have a bike that looks different. More than that, the manufacturing process, the new engine that has now coolant in it in some of the forms of the engine, the touchscreen infotainment center, which is, by the way, as high quality, fully featured as any automobile I've ever seen. All of those things, I think, contributed to an exciting dealer show, and I think it's going to contribute to an exciting time for customers as well. We had our Hog Chapter meeting last night. People were excited to see the new bike, and I think it's going to be a huge thing both for Harley and for Harley customers as well.
I realize it may be too soon to ask this question, but are you already getting customers in the store who are asking about them?
We've already sold the first three or four that came in. I rode mine home for the first time last night. It's a great ride. It's better. It's different. It's phenomenal.
I want to talk about what your dealership is going to be doing to take part in the 110th anniversary. Specifically, off the bat, I know one of the days, Sunday, is especially geared towards women riders. How are women riders and women Harley buyers changing things for you?
It's a huge demographic for us. We sell way above the national average of women as customers at our store. Part of that, I think, is the attitude, the makeup of our staff. But overall, the women ridership is an incredibly important demographic for Harley-Davidson.
Well, what is it that you know that maybe some other Harley dealerships don't that allows you to have such a high percentage of women versus the national average?
I think it's simply an attitude that they are riders, that they are respected, that it's not talking to the husband when the husband and wife come in. You hear horror stories of what happens in some dealerships. We have a very experienced, I think, very professional sales group. More than that, we have a significant percentage of our employees as females. I mean, we have women mechanics. We have women in our internet sales. We have actually women throughout the store. And I think everybody likes to see somebody who looks like them when you go into shop. So it helps to, of course, have a significant women percentage of our staff.
Do you find – is it at all tricky for you to broaden your customer base without alienating your core demographic?
I think there was always that risk, and more of a risk probably 5 to 10 years ago. You know, the old white – I'm saying the old white guy like me. But that was the core for so many years. And over the last 5 to 10 years, it has changed significantly. One of the things that has done that is the Rider's Edge program. Harley began about 10 years ago. Motorcycle safety training, that is a program that supplements the training you would get at a technical school. More time on the course, smaller classes, and bikes that, frankly, are kept in much better shape. It's not the – you know, the technical schools simply don't have the funding to do what we can do. So that class and offering it at 12 students a week now for however many weeks we can keep it going before the snow flies and after it melts, over all these years has helped to bring in younger riders, women riders, Latinos, African Americans, demographic groups that we really didn't see much of before the last 10 years.
So we mentioned this one day, the Sunday is especially geared towards women riders. I know there is one of the people from Project Runway will be there, who is, I guess, a Milwaukee native.
Yes, Miranda Levy.
What are the other highlights of the week as far as you're concerned?
We open on Wednesday. The street closes Monday, but it takes us 2 days to build the infrastructure. So what we do is we theme the days. Wednesday is Military Recognition Day. There is a huge population of present and former military personnel that are Harley riders. So on that day, we start with a parachute drop at 12:45. The program begins at 1. There'll be a flyover with the Wisconsin wing of the Commemorative Air Force. Before the sequestration, we had the Special Forces jump team and F-16s, but we've now had to go back to the other, but it'll still be cool. The governor will be there. We have three generals, including John Borling, who wrote Taps on the Walls, a book where he wrote down the poems he had created and memorized while he was a prisoner in the Hanoi Hilton for 6.5 years, along with John McCain and Bud Day. Gary Wetzel will be there, who's a friend and a customer, a Medal of Honor recipient. So three generals, Medal of Honor recipient, and the governor will lead our ride. We hope to have up to 1,000 motorcycles, and it's to support the Fisher House of Wisconsin. So each day we follow that. On Military Day, there will be Oshkosh Defense as one of our principal sponsors with huge, cool military vehicles. The Marine Corps is bringing its simulated firing range. So if you've never shot a 50 caliber machine gun or a mortar, you can actually do it.
If you've never shot a 50 caliber.
Yeah, if it's not part of your background. But all sorts of things that will be going on. The next day is Law Enforcement Day. And on Law Enforcement Day, we've got Eric Estrada coming in, a friend of yours. And he'll be there. We have robot bomb squad, canine, all sorts of interesting things. And the Marine Corps will leave its ISMET firing range there for marksman competitions. On that day, we support COPS, Concerns of Police Survivors. Next day is Firefighter Day. MDA is the beneficiary. Saturday, we are the Harley has asked us to be the Harlista Latino outreach kind of location. So we will take a parade down to the Bradley Center for the UFC fight and have Rico Obsession, so a Latino band there. In the afternoon, we change to the Britons, so we go from Mexico or Central America to the British Isles.
And this is there's a Beatles tribute band.
It is, yep. Yeah, nationally known. I mean, I'd heard of it, so that's amazing. So on Sunday then is Susan Komen Foundation Women Rider Recognition Day, and that benefits the Susan Komen Foundation of Wisconsin. We hope to have 1,000 riders in pink shirts leading that parade. So every day there is a parade, there's a program that'll be short. We go for a ride, always escorted rides, and then generally come back to the dealership after it's over. And on Monday, we're doing a promotion with the Brewers.
How long have you been planning for your part of this this anniversary? And how much coordination do you do as this large dealer in Milwaukee with Harley-Davidson itself?
Well, we have started planning. We actually began meetings about a year and a half ago. And over time, we formed these committees. So we have all members, all service branches for the military on our committee. They help us choose the charity that benefits. So those meetings have been going on for a year and a half, and as time has gotten nearer, we talk about the J months. Once we got to June, we were down to every week having a meeting. The committees have met generally every month. So for a year and a half, it's been intense. Before we even began the real planning, we started doing bidding for porta potties. I think we're probably the largest user of porta potties.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, you're expecting 250,000 people to take part in just your part of this anniversary?
Well, I wish that would happen. I think it'll be 150 plus. The Greenfield Police estimated 100,000 at the 105th, so I think we'll easily hit 150 at the 110th.
The 110th is obviously bringing people from around the world to Milwaukee. But when it's over, do you think this event energizes your local customer base?
There has always been a halo effect. For the 100th, I think it lasted 6 months. Unfortunately, at the 105th, with the recession looming, it lasted 11 days. By September 11th, we had seen the majority of sales for September pass, and things started to go downhill then.
Do you actually get people from outside Milwaukee buying new Harleys when they're in town for an event like this?
We do. It's like they took the bus to get here. But the first bike we sold for the 105th was to a guy from New Jersey. He rode his bike in to buy a bike in Milwaukee.
Do Harley owners do trade-ins?
Absolutely, they do.
They don't hold on. There's not some kind of sentimental desire to hold on to their previous bike?
Well, good question. There, not that any of your other questions aren't good.
I appreciate the qualifier there.
Yeah. Harley-Davidson owners have a significant pride of ownership. Some of them do hold on to their older bikes, and for good reason. It's nostalgic. It's part of their own personal history. But most trade. And what we receive from that is an incredible supply of beautifully maintained motorcycles. So the used bike business is actually bigger for us than our new bike business.
And I guess I didn't want to necessarily tar all Harley owners with the same brush, but I was. It seemed that there's more that goes into owning a Harley Davidson than goes into owning, I don't know, a Nissan Sentra.
Yes, there is.
not to tar all Nissan Sentra owners with the same brush.
Yeah. So owning a Harley, I was lucky enough to appear on CNN on the night of the 100th on Saturday night. And Andrea Koppel said, okay, John, so what is it about Harley that makes a difference? My answer was that it's like being the last American cowboy. At night when you're riding and it's a cool evening, you'll go down in a dip and the air gets cool. You come up the other side and it's warm. My wife, who was from Iowa, was at the side of the camera, and I said, as a matter of fact, I can now tell you the difference between horse, cow, sheep, and pig manure just by the smell. I don't know if that's a life skill, but your senses are more alive. We have a convertible, and I would tell you there is a complete difference of experience between being on a motorcycle and being in a convertible. There's also the feeling of personal freedom. We truly enable that. The smiles, I don't know about Sentra salespeople, but when we deliver a motorcycle, and we do it every day, and we ring a bell, and people from all over the dealership come to shake hands, and they do that without prompting because the smiles, the joy, if it's a new person to Harley, I welcome them to the family, and I tell them their life has just changed for the better, and it truly has. And if they're a longtime rider, I thank them for being part of our family because it is a family experience. I talk about the motorcycle being just the entree to the lifestyle. It's the entry vehicle, if you will. There's a feeling when you ride a Harley, you know, when little old ladies and kids wave to you and they use all their fingers. There's nothing like it.
How did you get into this business?
Well, I'm a recovering attorney. I've been a trial lawyer here in town for 20 years and was looking for something more fun to do. So I bought a Harley. And I loved it. I used to be a ski racer of sorts, not very good, but it gave that same kind of thrill to me that really wasn't in anything else I was doing. So I enjoyed it. I had represented the owner, former owner of the store, and we started talking, and it led to me buying the dealership.
Well, and let me ask you this question. You know, this is a question I've asked to people who take something that they love and make it their job in a variety of settings. Is it at all conflicting to you to take this thing that represents such great freedom and such enjoyment to you and add the additional layer that this is your job every day?
Interesting. Never thought of it that way. I guess I would answer by saying that it's fun to go to work. I mean, the worst thing that happens is I have to go ride a motorcycle. I mean, oh my goodness. We have a great ability to satisfy our customers. Now, we hope we don't have many unhappy. We're not going to please everybody, and we can't be taken for a ride by someone. But an unhappy customer can so easily be turned into a happy customer. So that's one part of this job that's different. I enjoy the business of business. So the fact that it's a motorcycle business makes it just some magnitude higher than any other job that I certainly have experienced. The smiles, again, if we were selling – I don't want to malign anyone's brands, but if we're selling Sentra, since we were talking about them, it's just not the same. You know, you get on a bike. I used to call it actually a friend of mine coined this, an enema for your brain. You can come home crabby, get on your bike and take a 45-minute ride and come back and be smiling. There's just – and, you know, people talk about it's dangerous. Well, you get killed walking through parking lots. I tell people to take the motorcycle safety course, the rider's edge course. I tell them to ride defensively and never be drinking, never be on drugs, of course. And then the final hedge is go to church on Sunday because you never know. But if you want to open your life up, if you want to expand your horizons, if you want to expand the senses of living, there is nothing like it in the world that I've experienced.
Well, John Schaller, thanks so much and happy anniversary.
Mitch, thank you very much.
John Schaller is the president and dealer principal of House of Harley, a Harley-Davidson dealership on Milwaukee's South Side. There's a link to the full slate of activities the dealer has planned for Harley's 110th anniversary, plus more about the full commemoration at wuwm.com/Lake Effect. Stick around. There's more of Lake Effect to come in just a moment on Milwaukee Public Radio.